You're listening to Calf Faves, a Patreon-exclusive Utini podcast where we talk about the Star Wars things we love. And go on tangents, apparently.
Hello and welcome to Calf Faves, a show where we talk about our absolute favorite things in the Star Wars universe. Grab a drink and chill with us as we dive into our latest topic. But first, I am Heather and I'm here with Meg. Meg, how's it going?
It is going great. I am not as caffeinated as I normally am at this time of day, but we're working on it. It's in progress.
You could have fooled me because you still sound so enthusiastic all the same.
That's what happens when you're a podcaster.
I suppose so. Well, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking the same thing I'm always drinking when you do the show. Regular coffee, peppermint mocha creamer this time. I've actually haven't been drinking much coffee lately. I've been on vacation for like a week and a half. So one of my goals for that was to reduce my caffeine intake to see if I could do it. And I'm still only drinking 3 cups of coffee a day, which for me is an improvement. But I really needed another one today because it's late and we're doing this. And caffeine is great, and I've missed it so much.
Do you think your tolerance has gone down since your vacation? Like, is this going to hit you hard?
I'm sure it has, because I've only had, like, 3 sips of this coffee, and I am wired and ready to go.
Woo! Well, then let's go. I'll say what I'm drinking, and I've been excited for this one for a while now. I've actually had this before we even thought about making the show, and somehow I ended up with this bottle of red wine. And the reason why I haven't opened it is because right on the bottle, it says 2011. And I thought, how cool would it be if I waited till 2021 so I could say that I'm drinking 10-year-old wine?
That is amazing. I applaud you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I'm so excited for this one. But I kind of had a mini crisis, which I shared in our Cafe's Discord channel. But I tried to remove the cork, and I guess the cork was so old that it kind of snapped in half like while it was in the bottle. But it's okay. I got it figured out. No cork pieces in there. All is good. But as you can see, and I will share this clip on our social media, follow at @utini_us. This is a Coppola Rosso and Bianco. That's how I'm saying it. I don't know how it's pronounced.
It sounded correct to me. I'm not an expert.
Thank you for going along with it. Anyway, so cheers. I hope that sounded satisfying to you guys.
It sounded great to me, so I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Okay, thanks. Well, I'm gonna do a quick taste test. I'm gonna skip the sniffing part because I can't really smell that well anyway. It tastes like red wine. All right, let's continue.
Great. I'm so glad that it does.
Okay, so for our topic this episode, I thought it would be a neat idea with it being the New Year season and all, everyone so hyped up for 2020 to be over.
Woo!
Woo! We are going to talk about our top three favorite explosions in Star Wars. And so I have my three picked out, and I hope you did your homework and got your three picked out. I figured one way we can do this is we can start with our number three and take turns, and then we'll both say our number twos, and then we can both say our number ones, like, together. So do you want to go first?
Sure. Also, the last time we did something like this, we both picked the same thing without consulting each other. So I'm really curious to see if we share any favorite moments. I feel like I kind of maybe can guess one of yours, but I'm not going to tell you unless I'm right.
Yeah, you know, I've thought about the same thing, and that's why I wrote down my three in a completely separate, like, sticky note on my computer so you wouldn't accidentally find it.
Oh, I have my ways. No, I don't know why I said that.
That's okay. Not creepy at all.
It's 2021, you never know what you're gonna get with me. Okay, that we're done with that now. Okay, so I had a really hard time like ranking mine because I ranked them anyway, even though we didn't talk about that beforehand, just because like I figured that's how it would work. But like I like all of these equally. I didn't know how to pick them. So, but I think I like them for different reasons. So the fact that this is my third one makes sense. So number three for me is the Holdo maneuver. So when she goes into hyperspace and destroys the ships because she can. I really like that moment just in general, but I have the memory of sitting in the theater seeing The Last Jedi for the first time, because the whole moment is like completely silent, and so is the whole theater because you're watching a movie, hopefully you'd be quiet. But that happens, and then one guy in like a couple rows ahead of me was just like, whoa. And that was the only noise during that whole part, and it was amazing, and I just love it. I'm pretty sure that's my favorite part of that entire movie.
Okay, well, that is a great choice, and I'm trying so hard to keep my poker face going. Okay, well, yeah, all right. So, my number three. We'll get to the reason why I'm talking like this later. You could probably guess, but...
Why do we have the same brain? Okay,
I don't
continue.
Know. I mean, okay. Damn. Meg. If anything, we have them in a different order, okay?
There you go. It counts. Everything's fine. Everything's
Man,
great.
And I was even thinking, like, does this even count as an explosion? I guess so. It was like an impact. I don't know. But anyways, my number three, I guess, is... So do you remember that arc from the Clone Wars with all of the little droid squad, like R2 was there, and that pink one, and the little frog guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what that particular arc is called. I think the frog guy's name was, like, Gaston or something like that. But so the last episode of that arc, do you remember?
I'm remembering now. Continue.
Okay, so I don't remember all of the details because it's been a while since I've watched it. And if, you know, I rewatch Clone Wars, I don't really think about this arc in particular because, I mean, it's great. It was unique. It's just not my first choice when I rewatch, right?
Right.
But in that episode, the ship that explodes pretty much, like, in front of, who was it? Like, Anakin, Obi-Wan, everybody, right?
Yeah.
It blows up so big and bright and pretty. And, the episode is called Point of No Return. I'll post a photo in our Discord chat, too, so you know what I'm talking about. But I especially love this explosion because it was big and pretty, for one. But it kind of looks like they had a bunch of, like, spray paint cans on the ship, because you just see all kinds of colors. You see, like, green, you see pink, like, you just see all of the colors, right? And yeah. it's just, like, wow, it's just visually stunning. But, so that's my third. What's your second one?
Oh, man, that's a really good one. I completely forgot about that one, because, like, I don't ever remember, like you said, I don't think of that arc when I think of the Clone Wars, but that is a good...
And, you know, I thought of it last minute when we decided on this category, because I kind of had to, like, think back to what I've seen, and I'm just like, oh, yeah, that happened. Sure, let's throw that in at number three.
Amazing. My number two, and, like, again, my number two and number one are, like, I like them equally, but we'll go with this one for number two.
Are you okay?
Yes.
I'm the one with the wine.
What is happening? What is happening to me? Okay. So, in The Force Awakens, when Poe and Finn crash land on Jakku in their TIE fighter, and Finn wakes up and he's like, "What's happening? I don't know where Poe is. What's going on?" And he's walking away from the TIE fighter, and then it like sinks, and he's like, "This is awful." And then there's like that moment of silence. And then it explodes behind him. I'm laughing now because I laugh every single time I see that part. It just makes me happy. Just because, I mean, sometimes explosions are intentionally timed to be funny, and I like that. And it was a really, really big and amazing explosion. And definitely when I thought that Poe was not going to be alive for the rest of the sequel trilogy, and I'm glad I was wrong about that.
You know, I thought the same thing, too. I was like, wow, they really killed off this character, like, immediately. Yeah. But, yeah, Poe is great. We're glad that he's still around. And, you know, I like your style, because it seems like you really like the well-timed, like, build-up with the silence up to, like, the big moment. And I respect mm-hmm. that. Good for you. my number two is actually, the very first Death Star test on Jedha. And ooh. Yeah, I like that one because for one, I'm a huge fan of the Death Star. And like, if you actually listen to my what's it called? Patron of the Week spotlight on the latest Living Force, that was actually the question I asked the host. Like, you know, if you were to command your very own Death Star, like which planet would you blow up first? I said yeah. Tatooine strictly just because of, you know, the sand, that's all. But this Jedha moment in Rogue One, oh my god, just the way they did the music and the way they cut between, mm-hmm. like, the Imperial point of view and, like, from the Rebels. And, of course, at the same time with Jyn, like, watching that video from her father and just feeling all these emotions. All of these things are happening at the same time with, you know, things exploding. And also, it's the Death Star. I love the Death Star. So that's why that's my number two.
Yeah, I actually thought about this moment and I almost picked it as one of mine.
Oh, my goodness.
'Cause it's, I didn't pick it. But it's because it's so good. Because I wouldn't say Rogue One is my favorite Star Wars movie. But that is like one of my favorite Star Wars moments. That whole scene where she's like watching the hologram and the, you know, all the stuff is happening. Like you said, it's really intense and really, it's so good. Sometimes I rewatch Rogue One, like, just so I can see that part, honestly, because it's that
it's good. So good. I also like to rewatch Rogue One just for the Darth Vader hallway scene.
Oh.
Because that, like, I know that back when the original trilogy came out, kids were scared of Darth Vader because he was just, like, this new, like, scary-looking guy, right?
Yeah.
But growing up, I don't know if it was because I was kind of desensitized with the merchandise and all of that, but I was like, you know what? Darth Vader, he's cool, but he doesn't really scare me, you know?
Yeah.
I almost wet my pants the first time I saw this in the theater. The way he was just, like, so intimidating going down the hallway, just chopping people left and right, just being ruthless. I actually got chills, and I was like, okay, I get it. Darth Vader is scary. Like, give me a new pair of pants, please.
Yeah, I mean, that scene, like, I've never really, like, cared that much about Darth Vader. Like, I he's Darth Vader. Like, I care. But, like, it was that scene where I was like, oh, like, this is a bad dude. And like, I mean, we know that obviously, but again, Rogue One is so intense, and it does those scenes so well, like where they're trying to get away from him, and like they're just trying to get the plans as far away from him as possible. And it's like, oh man, I have things to do after this podcast, but I really wish I could just watch Rogue One after we were done recording, because I really want to now.
Oh my god, me too. Like, now I'm kind of like in the moment. But I love how people are actually, this will be out far enough to where this isn't a spoiler anymore, but I've seen people online comparing the Darth Vader hallway scene to Luke's scene in the Mando season 2 finale, and just, like, seeing those side by side is, like, really chilling.
Oh, it really is, because it's like, yeah, it's like you play them together parallel, and it's not an accident. I love it. I love Star Wars.
Yeah, I noticed that with a lot of Star Wars. There are a lot of scenes in Star Wars that you could play simultaneously side by side, mm-hmm. and it works just because Star Wars has that beautiful symmetry to it.
Mm-hmm. Oof. It's so well done. It really is.
You know, I just love Star Wars.
I am in such a loving Star Wars mood right now. Like, it has been a day, and we'll talk about that a little later. But
yeah, to put into perspective, we are recording this on January 4th, If that doesn't click in, that's just like a little sneak peek to what we're going to talk about later on today. But let's close off with our number ones now. So what is your number one favorite explosion?
So for my number one, I kind of picked one that probably a lot of people haven't seen, which I know is really weird for like a number one choice. But like it'll make sense based on a past episode why this is my favorite. So I don't know if you've seen any of the Rebels shorts. There's like, I think there's four or five of them. They're like 3 minutes long. And one of them is called Art Attack. And it's just Sabine. She's infiltrating like an Imperial like shipyard. Her task is to like create a diversion. So she has to like distract them. So I don't remember. I don't know what's happening. I think it's part of a different thing. I don't know. But basically she blows up a bunch of TIE fighters with one of her like paintball grenades. And it's a really pretty explosion, like on purpose. Because at the end she's like, forget the diversion. Look at the color. Which is so Sabine, because like she's a demolitions expert, but also an artist. So of course you have to care about both things at the same time. And by the way, she did successfully create the diversion and everything was fine. And apparently no stormtroopers were harmed because they were all just covered in paint and everyone was fine. It's fantastic. I really, really like, I think about this short quite often for some really weird reason. I like beautiful things and explosions are cool. So combine the two, plus my favorite Star Wars character, or one of them, I guess. And there you go.
You know, that explosion, I haven't seen it, but it totally sounds like Sabine, but this choice is definitely you. Like, having you put this one as number one, like, wow, that is so Meg.
Yeah, I kind of was like, should I put one that's not, like, one that no one else has seen? And I'm like, you know what? I don't care. This is my choice.
Exactly. It's your
favorite. It's my show. I mean, it's our show, but, like, I'm half of it, so I can pick whatever I want.
Exactly.
And that's what I did.
Is this something that was just uploaded to, like, YouTube?
It's on Disney Plus. I don't know, like, I feel like maybe they, like, played on Disney XD, like, at some point between episodes or something. Or maybe they're on DVDs somewhere, but they're on Disney Plus. Like, if you go to Star Wars and you find the shorts section, they're in there. I'll link to it somehow.
I was gonna say, like, for those who have Disney Plus, I guess you could just look it up, but we need to find out if that's actually on YouTube so we can link that into our Discord channel.
Yeah, I will somehow you will get a link of this short because it's delightful, in my opinion.
Meg will make it happen.
I am determined.
All right, so my number one is the Holdo maneuver for all the same reasons that you said. Okay, I'm...
Heather has gotten up from her chair. She's left. She's no longer here. I have done terrible things. She's trying to come back.
You know what? Oh, no, man. I'm just glad that we think the same. I'm not upset. But now, I mean, my number one doesn't seem as exciting.
No, but it just proves how good that moment is.
It really is.
We both picked it because it's just that cool.
Like, there are so many experiences with Star Wars that I wish I could go back and experience for the first time. Like, when I was at the first celebration in Anaheim, and they played the Force Awakens trailer, and... Mm. Like, you know, Han and Chewie showed up in the Falcon saying, we're home. Like, being in that stadium, seeing it with everybody for the first time and everybody cheering, that is, like, my number one moment that I wish I could just, like, re-experience for the first time. Mm-hmm. And the Holdo maneuver is one of those, actually, because I remember, like... Yeah, Meg, it's really just your story, okay? It's your story told from my point of view. I was in the theater, and when it got all quiet, everybody was all quiet, and it was just, like, super chilling, right? Like, I got goosebumps, and all of a sudden, like, boom, you know, like, all the crazy things happened, and yeah. It was just, It literally took my breath away, that silence.
Yeah. It was, that's such a beautiful moment. I actually had one of those, like, wish I could go back moments at the only celebration I've ever been to, which was the one that happened. I almost said last year. It wasn't last year. It was 2019. Because that's when they played the Rise of Skywalker trailer for the first time. Like, they premiered it. And I will never forget that for the rest of my life. Because it was, they played the trailer. Everyone was freaking out about the name because that was the title reveal of the movie. And then you hear Palpatine's laugh at the end. Ian McDiarmid comes out and stands there. And he does the roll it again thing that you've probably all seen by now. And then they play the trailer again. I wasn't in the actual room. I was in one of, like, the overflow, like, watching it on the projector rooms. But still, there's just something about being in a room with a bunch of people who love the same thing that you do, experiencing something like that for the first time. I would do that 1,000 times over again.
It's like you can feel everybody's energy converging. Yeah. And because you're, like, all trapped in a room, like, there's nowhere else for the energy to go but just to, like, fill the atmosphere.
Oh man, that was great. I can't wait to go to another celebration. We have to wait a little while still, but we're getting closer every day.
I know. I was so psyched to go, like, you know, a few months ago, but you know, I'm willing to wait to do it the right way, but man, like, I am just so anxious to experience whatever there will be to experience when the time comes with you guys, because I love you guys so much.
I love all of you and you also.
But me more than everybody else, right?
Obviously.
We can keep that obviously, a secret because that's why between we're here. Us. Okay.
Yes, a total secret that I'm totally going to cut out of this show, not leaving it at all.
Okay, good. So, oh gosh, those were some very good explosions, starting off 2021 with a literal bang. I guess that's like 6 bangs. No, 5, because, you know, we had the same one for one of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, meh.
Yeah. Anyways, happy beeps!
Happy beeps!
Yay, beep, 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 beep.
Happy beeps here, buddy. Come on.
There are a couple things I want to talk about, because, wow, it has just been, like, a really good week. Let's just start off with the holiday party, since wasn't that, like, exactly 1 week ago today? It was very nice just spending a day with all of my favorite Utini people, and, you know, apparently it was, like, one of the bigger shows that we've had, like, view-wise, and it's not like we even offered any information. We were just chilling out as friends, and people loved watching us.
It was literally like there were moments I forgot we were live because, like, it was just, like, all of us hanging out. Which, so to me, it's, like, really weird that, like, so many people wanted to watch that. But at the same time, I think about, like, podcasts that I like and things that I like watching. And I really do like just watching other people hang out with each other. Like, that sounds really weird, but there's just something that makes you feel like you're part of something, you know? So, like, I guess I totally understand why everyone wanted to watch that, but man, that was fun. And I had to leave a little bit early. I missed the trivia, which apparently was something else. But man, that was, it didn't feel like I think I was there for about 2 hours. It didn't feel that long. It just flew. It was amazing. And I wish we could do that more. Because I, like, behind the scenes, Utini stuff, we don't all get to hang out very often. Like, we're all working together every day. We're all in Slack all the time. We're always talking, communicating, doing things, being silly, of course, but we don't usually, like, I don't think with this particular group of people we've ever met, like, on a video chat and all hung out like that. So that was, like, really the first time that, like, we got most everybody there together, and that was just really fun and a really, really good way to close out the year.
Yeah, for real, like, It really is nice. We did have, like, a lot of new people on there, some people that we didn't have for the last Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that we have this new Christmas party to put the spotlight off of me from the last Christmas party. But Meg, if you can ask Trevor from our team what you missed out on during the trivia portion, I'll just leave it to that. I'm not going to, like, throw him under the bus or anything.
Oh, no.
Even though I did say his name, but But yeah, it was nice just kind of picking up on everybody's vibes and, you know, getting to know everyone on a bit more personal level, even if it is behind a computer screen, because, you know, things are difficult. I mean, things were already difficult before, like you said, with everyone, you know, living in different time zones. Like, you know, by the time I'm barely waking up, everybody's already having dinner, and I'm like, oh, okay. But, like, what gifts kind of stood out to you? Because we did have some interesting ones. I'm personally very proud of the water weenie that I sent to Jose.
My God.
For some complicated reasons, he didn't have it with him on the stream, but he said he's gonna surprise us with a video or something during assembly tomorrow. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh man, I think I forgot that you had told me you were doing that. And then, like, I remembered you said something, and I just laughed. I was like, of course you would get him this gift.
It was a water weenie and a cup of noodles. But to be fair, I did give him a real gift. I got him the hardcover for Rebel Rising, because on his, like, list of favorite things, he did say just, like, anything Rogue One. And I tried to be slick because I asked him on his Star Wars Archives channel, like, hey, you say you own, like, 9 books, because, you know, for a while that was, like, his gimmick on the show. I was like, well, what are those 9 books, by the way?
I just have a question. It's just a random question. Like, what? How many books do you have, and what are they?
Yeah, no particular reason. I'm just curious.
Oh, that's funny. I feel like, well, I guess it's what the bookshelf is technically for, but, like, We need, like, Utini staff need, like, to have profiles with lists of, like, books they don't own or whatever. So, like, so that we know, like, don't get this person this book because they have 3 copies for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, we have the bookshelves for, like, ourselves, but it would be nice to know what, like, other people have, too. But I guess that would just, that would mostly be useful, like, once or twice a year. But still, I mean, it would be helpful.
Yeah,
especially for people who have like 400 books. And it's funny because I forgot who Patrick's recipient was. Okay, there's the wine. But
oh no, here we go.
He sent a book to someone on our team who had, like, you know, literal hundreds of books. And the one book that he received in the mail happened to be one that he actually didn't own, and that was, like, incredibly lucky.
Was that Trevor?
It might have been.
I feel like that's why it was so amazing, because Trevor has, like, everything, maybe? And so, like, he just happened to get a book that he didn't already have.
And from Someone. What Patrick said, it's a book that he's actually been hanging on to himself for a while, so it was very thoughtful for him to let it go. So, yeah. Patrick, if you're listening, you know, kudos to you. That was good.
Yeah, for sure. Gifts are the best when they have some meaning behind them, for sure.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I know I sent Jose a cup of noodles, but there's meaning behind it, you know. And
a cup of noodles, oh my god,
your favorite.
Yes, my favorite thing in the entire world. I love noodles. I just realized that we now have multiple sound bites of me saying that.
Jose,
nope,
you hear that? You gotta clip every single time she says noodles.
Nope. I can control what goes out into the world, but in terms of what goes on our Google Drive, I've done this to myself. Oh, man.
I wish I would have had some kind of footage, because I went by myself. I guess if someone was with me, I would have had them record me bringing all of this random crap to the UPS store. Because I'm just waiting in line holding my box of, you know, the book Water Weenie and Noodles, and I get to the counter, and I'm like, yeah, can I please send this off to this address? And I hand it to her, and she kind of looks in, and she was like, oh, a cup of noodles? And I'm like, yeah. And it's funny, because, like, you know, they have to type out a description when they give you your receipt, so she literally typed book, noodles, toy, and I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Amazing. Oh, that's so much fun.
Oh, good times. I can't wait for the next Christmas party. These are always, like, so great. But you know what else makes me happy right now, which literally happened, like, just a few hours ago, was all of this crazy High Republic news.
Oh, so much news. So
which
much.
You and Jared wrote. Since you're the one who wrote it, do you want to give like a quick sum of like what went down?
Yeah. So, today there was a panel, to kind of like launch the whole High Republic initiative, which technically is starting tomorrow, which for you guys has already happened, but it starts on January 5th. Why was January so difficult to say? I don't know.
Because it has that stupid R and, like, you know, where it doesn't need to be. I've always hated that about January. Or is it February?
January.
Is it February that I'm thinking of?
Yeah, but, I mean, January is still a lot of syllables.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, like, it's my fault. I couldn't say it for some reason.
Anyways,
I don't know.
Go on. Sorry.
Listen, this is how the show runs.
Yeah, especially when I've been drinking wine.
Oh, the caffeine's really hitting me now, guys. Like, I'm fine, but wow. Maybe I will get all my work done after all. Okay, so basically this panel was, like, a combination of, like, the authors involved talking about, like, all their stories and, like, kind of recapping things that we already knew were happening, like the books and comics that are coming out, and kind of, like, going more in depth of, like, who some of the characters are and things like that. But at the end, there were some announcements that we were kind of expecting there would be some kind of announcement, but we weren't sure what. So I won't go into detail with, like, everything because it's a lot, but there are new books announced, a couple new books, and then a hold on. Notes. Where'd they go?
You know, if you guys want, like, any, like, more specific details on, like, the titles of these books, you know, like, who's writing them, when they're released, we covered, I say we as in, like, we were on that stream. No, Corey, Eric, Charles, and Wes, they all went over, like, all of that stuff on the latest episode of The Living Force, so mm-hmm. when that comes out, I mean, if you watched it live, then you already know, but you'll be able to, you know, catch up on all of that on the podcast or when it goes up on YouTube. But yeah, there was just, like, so much going on. Like we talked about, we have a news article on it that lists, like, everything mm-hmm. that was announced today, along with a collection with every single title that you need to know in order with the release dates and everything, and an easy buy button because, you know, you got to use that Utini affiliate link. So, woo! But Meg, what are you most excited for out of, like, all of the High Republic stuff?
I mean, there's so many different, like, the thing that's cool about this is there are so many different things. There are books and comics, and now there's an original graphic novel and a manga happening. What? So that's cool. What am I most excited? I think, honestly, I'm most excited for the whatever Claudia Gray is working on that she can't talk about yet. It never occurred to me until listening to The Living Force tonight that it could potentially be some kind of audio drama.
Ooh.
Because we've gotten one the past 2 years, or we've gotten two, like, one each year. So I'm like, there might still be one this year, and maybe that's what she's doing, because, like, if they're going full into all this High Republic stuff, why not do an audio drama? Because they know from these past two that they've worked really well and that people have really liked them. So if that's what she's working on, I mean, I'll be excited about anything that Claudia Gray is doing, let's be honest, but I really want to know what she's doing, and that's honestly, I think, what's really getting me hyped. But there are two books coming out tomorrow as we're recording, and I'm really, really excited about, you know, I've heard so many good things about the High Republic in general, and especially these books, and I want to know what it's all about. Like, I want to be in the know. I want to read all the things. I'm ready. This is, like, completely new territory, so, like, what is Star Wars going to look like now, publishing-wise? Like, I'm ready.
And, you know, another thing that, I forgot to mention, I don't know if you mentioned it, sorry, my short-term memory gets all funky when I'm buzzed, and, well, we're on, like, different levels of buzzed right now. I'm just, like, buzzed, and you're caffeine buzzed, but...
Uh-huh.
Anyways.
Oh, my God.
Oops. Three phases, that's what I'm trying to get out there.
There you go.
Phases just... of High Republic. Like, wow, they are really being serious about this, and I'm glad that they're being serious about it because that just, you know, amps me up even more. When it comes to everything that we know of to date, like, I think the most, the thing that I'm most, excited for is the manga. And honestly, I don't remember what it's called. I don't remember who writes it. My bad. I didn't, like, put it in the show notes. I should have. But all I heard was manga. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
What? You know, like, like, we already have some manga titles out right now. Like, there's a Rebel series. There's a Leia Princess of Alderaan series. Lost Stars already came out with their full series of 3 volumes. There's a you know, just check out the I wrote that. Check out the collection.
Yes, you did.
I did. I wrote that because I love manga. I made sure I grabbed that one. So just check that out. You'll be able to know all the Star Wars manga. Oh, I really need to add in that High Republic one in there, now that I think about
there
it.
There you go.
But anyways, yeah. So if you look at the cover for that, like, they have a certain character on there. And, you know, the anime art style. And just that alone, like, gives me such high hopes for the potential. Like, you know, at this point, is it even possible to have, like, a full anime series in Star Wars? I kind of think so now. I mean, it seems like they're doing everything else. They're surprising me all over the place.
Well, I know, like, the Visions, like, miniseries thing that's coming out, even though that's, like, oh, I should know this. That's the one where they're, like retelling moments that have already happened, right? Because
I think it's, like, what-if moments.
Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense. I believe that will be anime. I'm pretty sure.
That would be totally awesome.
And that's not gonna, like, because that's not, like a traditional series. And, like, Resistance was anime-inspired. So, like, they're getting there. I think they could do it, and I think they should, because that would be awesome.
That would be totally awesome.
Ooh.
Gosh, this year is just starting off crazy. And speaking of the new year, like, honestly, I know that, you know, crossing over midnight from 2020 to 2021, like, shouldn't really, like, things don't change in a split second, right? But yeah. Over time, we can make 2021 so great that we'll forget last year even happened, hopefully.
There you go. Yes.
But,
yes, please.
Yes. And to kind of help propel this new year into a good direction, let's talk about New Year's resolutions, because why not? Meg, do you want to say yours first?
Sure. So I am a goal setter. I am always setting goals constantly. Just trying to, you know, better myself and whatever. So I have, like, I'm also kind of known for setting too many goals, which, you know, it all relates back. But my, like, biggest resolution this year is honestly to just be kinder to myself and to take better care of myself. I work a lot. There are days where I'm, like, at my desk, like, 14, 15 hours a day. And, like, don't get me wrong, I love what I do. And I work a lot because I love what I do and I want to keep doing it. But I don't always do the best job of, like, giving myself room to, like, you know, rest and spend time with friends, not doing work and things like that. And so I'm really, really trying to come up with ways that I can, like, really get myself to enjoy what I do, continue to do that and continue to do the work I want to do, but also, like, you know, give myself time to just be in the world and exist and just rest is very important, and I don't do it enough, and that needs to change. So yeah, that's my resolution, is to just not work so much. Let's just say it. Don't work so much, Meg. Don't do it.
And, you know, you've done so much already. You deserve to, like, have more you time.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, finding that balance, I think, will really be nice. So Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a process, and it's like I really think you have to find little things throughout your day that just make you happy. Like it could be like if I want to take my dog for an extra walk in the middle of the day, like that makes me happy. Like it doesn't have to be like totally life changing, but it's like these little things, and not just. Even if I have to like schedule it into my day, which is probably something I'll just have to do anyway, just to make sure it happens. Whatever you got to do, take care of yourself. I think as awful as 2020 was, I think a lot of us did learn that we do just need to give ourselves a break sometimes and take care of ourselves and be better to ourselves,
Definitely. And I think taking care of your, own health kind of trickles down into everything else that you want to improve on in the new year, because really everything you do kind of reflects on whatever you're feeling. So if you kind of set yourself up to feel good, then everything you do is gonna be good. My New Year resolution. And Meg, I think you're kind of sabotaging me here because I originally planned to have this at the beginning of the episode, but now, like, after all of this wine has kicked in, I'm kind of
Oh,
feeling it. Like,
no.
oh, I don't want to get all emotional, so I'm just gonna try and blow through this really fast. But okay, well, first off, as to not scare any of the boys listening to this right now, I'm gonna try and sound scientific about my problem. So I kind of like suffer from this severe like chemical imbalance every now and then, which causes me to like get very emotional, like more so than I should. And that kind of also like it brings up these feelings of like insecurity, frustration, sadness. And whenever that happens, I don't give myself time to reflect on these feelings on my own. I have a habit of, and to some of you listening, you know who you are. Like, I have this habit of just rushing straight to like a friend or a family member and just unloading everything that I have onto them. And then afterwards, I kind of like regret it because, it's kind of not fair. Like, family and friends are meant to be there to support you, not to have like literally all the answers to your inner turmoil. So I thought about this metaphor and I thought about it very carefully and I'm proud of it. But think of it as like you're roasting a chicken, right? Jeez, okay, like I barely started my metaphor and I already
Nope,
feel the
no,
judgment.
continue. Sorry. Nope, no judgment here. This is a judgment-free zone.
Okay,
Continue.
anyways, the chicken, it's about to go in the I can't focus now. Okay,
You got to get
so
through it now. You've started,
I
you
know,
can't
I know,
stop.
I know. Okay. Okay, so support coming from your family and friends should come in the form of them coming over to just throw in a little seasoning onto your chicken to help boost the flavor after it's cooked, right? You can't expect your friend or family member to go out and kill the chicken and pluck it for you and plop it down onto your pan. That's your job. Or I guess, to make things easier, it's your job to go to the grocery store and get the chicken yourself. But
There you go.
I hope that made sense to somebody out there at least. But yeah, so I thought of ways where I can improve on that. So from now on, whenever I'm getting those rush of emotions, instead of reaching for my phone, I'm going to reach for a pen. And I'm going to take up like kind of channeling those feelings into creative writing. And I know that I already do some writing, but I'm talking about strictly like for myself, for my mental health, not for like any kind of work. And I've actually already started on that. I think I'm off to a good starting point because at first I was thinking of just like, oh, generic short stories or maybe like poems and stuff. But it's funny because I was talking about this with my boyfriend and I said, oh, I'm not gonna do any fan fiction, I don't want to touch on that. And then literally that night, I had a dream about one of my favorite anime. And I was like, you know what? This thing that I dreamt up is just, like, so bizarre. I can't just let it go. So I immediately jotted down all the details. And all of a sudden, now I'm working on a fanfic for Bleach.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh, man. Writing is, I think, one of the greatest forms of therapy that is out there besides actual traditional therapy. I have worked through so many things just through, like, journaling. I've journaled for years, and it's, like, saved me so many times. So, like, your plan and, like, what you're thinking of doing, like, fantastic. I think it's really, really going to be good for you. And, like, to anyone out there who's, like, who also maybe struggles with this or just, like, you know, everyone has feelings. If you have a lot of feelings, you can always channel that into something creative that, like, it doesn't solve your problems by any means, but, like, it just, it takes the weight off of you and lets you put all of that sometimes negative energy into something, and it's just better for you in the long term. I would definitely recommend anything, you know, that makes you feel good. Do it. Do the thing.
You know, let's do this together. Anybody listening, if you feel like, you know, you want to join us on, you know, this journey for better mental health, and you want to share something that you've created to kind of, you know, help your own self-esteem, go ahead and share it in our CAFFaves channel. And for real, I'm not saying this just to drive, like, more traffic to our channel. Like, like really, let's do this together. Like, you know, whenever I'm done with my Bleach fan fiction, even though I don't even know how many of you watch Bleach, but I'll share it to CAFFave so you can all see. And, you know, if you draw something or if you write something, share it, and we'll just all celebrate it together. It'll be a beautiful thing.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of us have spent the past year really trying to figure out how we best deal with, you know, stress and all related things. If you want to share that, like, do it. Like, this can be the place for that. I don't know what I would share at this point, but I'll do it. I'll do it because that's what I'm willing to do for this show.
Well, look at us. We're already starting the new year with a bunch of bangs. Bang, 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 bang.
Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
Boom, boom, bang, whatever.
Crackle, crackle, sizzle, sizzle.
Boom.
All of the
I'm
sounds.
I'm going to put in a sound effect.
Ooh, yeah, maybe. Do that. That'll be nice.
You will see what happens if my technology cooperates.
Oh, please, technology, please cooperate. I want to hear Meg's sounds.
Yes, please give me more work to do, which is totally not the opposite of what I'm trying. No. I like working. Remember that. I just need to take breaks.
Even if you have to schedule them in, just whatever you got to do.
I literally have take a break in my schedule. It's there. We'll see if I stick with it.
I'm excited for us. I know we're going to do good.
We are. It's, you know, the better you take care of yourself, the better work you do. And, like, you and I are always striving to do better work and do really great things at UTN and beyond. And so if we just really commit to being good to ourselves, then it's, like, really going to reflect back in the work that we do. And you'll all see that because you're here with us, and it's great, and we're so glad. We have you listening. I don't know how many of you are out there, but you're great. I'm not allowed to have caffeine anymore. This is it. We're done.
I know. I'm, like, trying not to get all teary-eyed now. Okay. I feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Let's just end it on that note. All right. Well, thank you all for sitting down with us for CAFFaves. Be sure to check out our exclusive channel on Discord because, you know, I haven't mentioned that channel enough already. Just, just say hi, do something, you know, we want to know who's listening. Follow us at utini_us on Twitter. You can find me at Heather G. You can find Meg at Meg Dowell, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.